I am a Baptist evangelical by conviction. I am a theologian, and like those who established the Southern Baptist Convention, I come from a position where the Baptist tradition originated, and that is out of English separatism, which came out of English Calvinism and Congregationalism. And, you know, we have to be honest about these terms. You know, I'm going to fly my colors very boldly, which I think one brother ought to do to another in dealing with matters of biblical truth. But I want to say that we need to be very clear about what the alternatives are here. There are fixed theological alternatives. And these come in labels and traditions as theologians and bodies have developed these over time. I am Reformed by conviction, the same kind of tradition that produced a Jonathan Edwards, a Charles Spurgeon, or for that matter a B.H. Carroll and a J.B. Gambrell. And I am no more Calvinistic than Drs. Carroll and Gambrell. So if you want to talk about 5 points, number one, that's a way you will, so far as I know, never hear me talk, although that's an inherited vocabulary. But I believe in the sovereignty of God as the guiding principle of interpreting the Scripture. And I also believe in the absolute necessity of personal experience because the Scripture is mandated. My concern is not to take Calvinism or any other ism to its logical conclusion, but to find a biblical wholeness. And like Dr. Gambrell, Dr. Boyce, Dr. Carroll and others, I stand on the fact that Jesus said, "No man can come unto me except the Father draws him to me." The doctrines of election and predestination were not invented by either John Calvin in the Reformation, nor Augustine in the 4th century, nor any other group between the New Testament and us. They're in the Scripture. Every Baptist, every Christian has to believe in election and predestination. They're in the Bible. Now, how you believe they operate, that's a different issue. But we didn't come up with that vocabulary. And I think we need to be honest and say that the Baptist tradition, the Southern Baptist tradition in particular, from its earliest and most formative stages, has included more Calvinistic and less Calvinistic traditions. When I was in seminary, I was taught to identify that with Charleston and Sandy Creek. And the Southern Baptist Convention is not an Arminian denomination. If you believe in the security of the believer, you are not an Arminian. And you have to explain why you believe that God holds those fast. He keeps those redeemed by His power. And I believe from beginning to end, salvation is about the action of a gracious God in saving sinners. And if you are a theologian, you're called upon to explain how the Bible teaches that would happen. And I'm going to be very honest with you. If you ask me if I'm a Calvinist, I'm going to have to answer yes. If you ask me to describe myself theologically, that is not the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth, or tenth word I would use, because there are other words there. But if you ask me the question straightforwardly, I'm going to answer it equally straightforwardly. And the answer would be yes. And I'm going to stand with those Baptists who built this convention, who held the same beliefs, and on the basis of those beliefs built the greatest missionary force the Christian church has ever seen. And at the same time, I want to say that I claim no ism, but want to stand upon sola scriptura, the authority of Scripture. And that means that the Bible says quite clearly that no one can come to me unless the Father draws him to me. And that same Scripture says, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And how exactly those things are tied together, different theologians will disagree. But standing within the Baptist faith and message, there is ground for those who would stand with Gambrell and Carroll and Boyce and Manley and others. And then there are those who will stand with those who sought to define those doctrines in different ways, but were not classical Arminians by any stretch, but stand together. E.Y. Mullins himself said about the doctrine of election, "God does not set salvation down like an apple for folks to pick up or not pick up at will. He is sovereign through the entire process." How God's sovereignty operates is something we will find out only when we see Him face to face and see Him as He is. In the meantime, we grope to be faithful in describing those doctrines.